Hit me one time. Yeah, it's the Capital City Podcast. I'm your host, Capital J, alongside my main man,
DL Glass.
And it's graduation season, DL.
Yeah.
First of all, congratulations to everybody who graduated from something, whether it be high school, community college, college, vocational program.
Certificate.
Yeah, whatever. If you finished, good job. And tonight, we're talking about graduating. Now, the graduation we're talking about in the hip-hop form doesn't necessarily have to be from a school or anything like that. But graduation, I'm going to give you an example of the direction that we're heading. I used to be a DJ who only DJed in his room. Then I graduated to doing an actual party. Got me out of the room. But it was a small party.
How'd that happen?
Well, actually, the first one I DJed that got me out of my room and turned me into a working DJ for money was Tarboro High School Homecoming 1989. Got paid for that. But I didn't get paid for another party for an entire year.
But so how did the discovery happen or for them to even ask you? Because you say you were in your room, and the first thing I thought about was like somebody singing in the shower.
Nah, we were just begging the assistant principal, hey, let us DJ.
Oh, okay.
And Greg Brady.
Okay.
Hey, let us DJ, let us DJ. And they finally said, okay, do the homecoming joint. We didn't have equipment or nothing. We had house speakers in there. it was, you know.
Oh. Okay.
But I graduated from being a guy DJing in the room, and it was the same thing in college. I was in the dorm DJing all the time. Now, I finally got out of my dorm and DJed at somebody else's dorm. That was my first graduation. I graduated from being an in-the-house DJ to getting out.
Dope.
And making some money.
Okay.
Then I graduated into a club DJ.
Hmm.
You know?
Right.
I graduated to a mixtape DJ. You know, you do what you do in the room, then you graduate to let other people hear it. You don't just start off letting other people hear what you do until it's good enough to let other people hear it.
Right, right.
So we got to that point, graduated.
Hold on. So you graduated from your dorm room to other dorm rooms.
To mixtapes.
Talk about that a little bit. Like,
yeah, the graduation, the mixtapes, it started off like, hey, somebody's like, hey, can you make me a tape?
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I didn't have anything to dub that tape. So the first one I did, I made and actually just sold it to him. Didn't have a copy for myself.
Now, was this before or after Juice?
Oh, this is way before Juice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I graduated to, I'm going to get in a DJ contest.
And where did the confidence come from? Each level. You had to have a certain level of confidence.
Well, looking back on it, I knew that I was what you would call overconfident.
Okay.
And it reminds me of the saying, fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I didn't know that I wasn't the best DJ in the world, but I thought I was.
Supposed to.
Yeah.
Right.
And I carried myself like I was.
Okay.
So every place I went, I'm like, I'm the best DJ in here. And that was in my mind.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think that opened some doors for me. Mm-hmm. Just carrying yourself like that.
Mm-hmm.
As I went on and got actually really better at DJing, I didn't carry myself like that anymore because I truly understood where I stand in the hierarchy.
How'd you find that out?
Let me see, you run into people who put you in your place.
So
you know what I mean? Like better DJs.
Mm.
Like, I realized that like what I'm doing in the room, I have to be able to do that in front of people on demand like it's nothing. So, okay. You know, you're thinking, I'm thinking, okay, I'm really good, but then I meet Mixmaster D.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this guy's really, really good.
Okay.
Gotcha. So now I have to, you know, I'm looking, okay, this is the bar. This is what a really good DJ is.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, I'm not there.
Was that a goal of yours, or was your goal?
I wanted to be a really good DJ, but DJing has so many areas to be good at.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I look at K-Nice, and I'm like, ooh, K-Nice is really good on the radio. Not like he wasn't good at parties, couldn't scratch, but I'm like, he set the bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I heard him at parties, too, and Polo and T-Love, and I'm watching these guys like, okay, this is what good DJing at the club is. I remember going to Winston-Salem, Tommy G and Eagle Man and guys like that, and I'm watching them do the things that I'm working on in the room in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Okay.
So I had to graduate to that level where I can do what I'm doing at home
mm-hmm.
out in front of people.
Right, right.
And I worked on it, you know, and took it to the DJ contest and all that stuff and graduated to another level. Then I finally got in a club.
Mm-hmm.
Graduated from doing house parties and small gigs to being in a club. Then I graduated to radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, wow, I'm on a commercial radio station.
Right.
Then the next graduation was I graduated to a place where I'm DJing out of state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a big deal to me. It took me from, like, the first party was 89. It wasn't till like 1998. I'm like, I'm in Atlanta and at the Chili Pepper and Buckhead.
Right.
DJing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I met Scarface in here last week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is dope.
Right.
But that was another graduation. Graduated from being known locally to being known nationally. Not mm-hmm. not just for my mixtapes or whatever, but by other people in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another graduation.
Right.
Same thing in radio. I graduated from Friday night mix show mm-hmm. to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night. Mm-hmm. Then graduated to the morning show.
Okay.
So this is, if you're in it, if you're in the game, your graduations show your progression. So let's talk about being in the hip hop game. What should you expect in your graduations? Let's say right. you're a writer, you're a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then we see people who graduate too early. Not supposed to be hearing them yet. But that's just where we are now. But as a rapper, you're going to start, you may start just kicking a freestyle. And somebody says they like it. You have to graduate into somebody that can write a song from kicking freestyles. You move into writing songs.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to graduate into recording those songs.
Right.
Not just in your room on tape deck or on a computer or whatever.
Well, now
you have to graduate to taking it seriously and recording a serious song front to back, hook included, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to graduate to performing.
Yes. You got
to
work.
And these steps used to take sometimes years between each graduation.
Mm-hmm.
In the microwave world that we are in today, somebody will graduate from writing their first rap to
next week.
Yeah, it'll be next week, literally.
The biggest thing in the world.
Right. And that's too fast. That's why the quality is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But normally it takes time. And, you know, it's just like going to school. You graduate when you're ready.
Yes.
When, you know, at school you get your diploma and they decided, you know, everything that the curriculum says you need to know to be ready to finish high school.
Yes.
That's how it is in hip hop.
Right.
You graduate to performing. Then you hopefully graduate to having your songs on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And you graduate from hearing it on the mix show to rotation.
Yes.
Then you graduate from your shows being local to your shows being national.
Mm-hmm. Now you said graduation may take years.
Yeah, it could take years. It used to take a long time, way longer than it takes today.
So I got a question. So how do you, well, I guess.
How do you know when you're ready?
Or when it's time to give it up?
It's time, maybe it's time to give it up when you look at the people around you that are doing it. If they're getting younger, then you haven't graduated.
Because it's some older people now in the game who have younger fans. And, you know,
they are, but they can look across their level. Like, let's take, okay, Drake, he's no spring chicken anymore, been in the game for a long time, so is Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
But he can look on his level and see other people his age.
Okay.
Yeah, they're out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They are.
There are plenty of them.
But, you know, I think Drake is a rare case. Lil Wayne's a rare case compared to some of the artists.
The level they're on is a rare case.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
So if you can make it to that level, that's like we're talking about high school. Like you're saying, education is high school, college, master's, PhD.
Yes.
These dudes are doctorate, double doctorate.
Double doctorate.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Not everybody gets that far.
Oh, hell no. And
but when you get there, you will have some age and experience on you by then. But I will say this, though. But yeah. If you're that age and you're still writing in your room, planning on recording.
Okay, now
you look around and you say, I'm at the place where everybody, you know, everybody else is in this stage of development is 15, 20 years younger than me.
Right.
Maybe you started too late. Except for the rare occasion where you're some kind of undiscovered prodigy.
And you hit one.
Yeah, maybe you could.
But you know, your
best days are probably behind you.
Right.
If you look around and everybody who's on the stage that you're in is way younger than you,
mm-hmm.
then you might have missed the boat.
Yeah. Or if, yeah.
You know?
I ain't even
like if I get too turned, you know, let's keep it real. I'm 51.
Yeah.
If I bought two turntables right now, I'm in my room DJing every day.
Yeah, something wrong.
Expecting to graduate to get my first house party.
Yeah.
Trying to get a gig on the radio. I'm a little bit late. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying give it up, but don't expect to graduate. You see, does that make sense? Your peers will let you know. Because one of the things that helps you graduate is the people around you. You have something in common with those people. Y'all are moving together. And after a while, you look around and all the people you were moving with have either graduated and moved on or they decided to give it up already.
Or just moved on.
Just moved on, you know?
Right.
So
I met a guy probably 20 years ago and he passed me his mixtape. I seen him 2 weekends ago, and he was promoting a mixtape.
2 weekends ago?
Yes. A rapper.
He never graduated. And, you know, you should expect some progress at least every few years. Something should happen to take you to the next level at least every couple of years because, you don't have forever.
Right. Right.
You know, I'm glad I got in when I got in because I love what I do.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not like, for example, I've reached the point I graduated into the clubs, but now I've graduated out of the club.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not at the club, DJ.
Right.
And once you get to a certain point, you know, as you're moving up, you can't go back down to the level before. Or just look, it doesn't look right. It's not a good look.
It's not a good look.
So if you're a rapper and you've already had a song on the radio, you can't graduate back to recording at your house.
Unless you build $1 million studio.
Unless you build $1 million studio. Now, what you can do is years later, that expires. The time that you can't go back will expire, and you can do that years later. Like, if Lauryn Hill wants to come out and record in her in her bedroom, she could do that now. But she couldn't do it in 1999.
Hell no.
It takes time.
You wouldn't even be talking about
it. Yeah, it takes time to reverse the graduation and go backwards. But producers, you start off making a beat on the cheapest little machine you can find. You graduate to a machine that costs more than $1,000 because, you know, $1,000, once you break the $1,000 mark, you've gone into more serious equipment. Then you graduate into taking your beats into the studio, getting them mastered and people rapping on them or singing a song on your tracks.
Right.
Then you graduate because, remind you, the first time people do this, they're not paying. You're not getting big money. You're just happy somebody wanted to use your beat.
Yes.
You're not getting big money. Then you graduate to getting paid real money.
Mm-hmm.
Then graduate to a big artist using your joint. And hopefully that leads to more big artists.
Right. Right.
So that's the progression. Mm-hmm. You're a promoter. You throw your first party. Small joint, small venue. A few people. You graduate. If all goes well, hopefully one day you'll be filling a Coliseum somewhere. But there's levels at every step of this. Like Fat Tommy, we're talking to Fat Tommy about the promotion game.
Mm-hmm.
He started with one record.
Right.
You know, eventually you move, you graduate, you get accounts. Mm-hmm. You promote bigger artists, you get better music to push. So graduation day is important across the board. If you're in this game or any game, there should be some progression.
Right. Right.
When you look around and everybody who's at your level keeps getting younger and younger and younger, it's time to start thinking. I'm not going anywhere. And you can stay in it for the love.
Yeah. But suppose you graduate from the club of young people to 20 years later in the arena with young people.
Well, that's progression.
Yeah, you know.
You know.
But everything is not going to be a hit out of the park. And it does take time to grow into things.
Mm-hmm. When artists start aging out and look around and say, hey, everybody my age is getting, you know, they're getting younger around me.
Right.
You start to see artists move into other record names. Label ownership.
Yeah.
A lot of dudes that own record labels started off as artists.
Right.
On right. some kind of level.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
and a lot of times it was so long ago that you'd be on the label and never knew they were an artist.
Yep.
<You know>?
Yep.
They take Sugar Hill Records. Golly, Robinson. What's her first name? The lady from Sugar Hill.
Sylvia Robinson. Yeah.
Sylvia Robinson was an artist.
Oh, wow. I never heard nobody say that.
Yeah, she was a disco artist. She had songs out. She had a big song. She had a song called Pillow Talk. Janet Jackson remade it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, she was a disco artist.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a little older, and disco started going away. She saw what was happening, and she used her expertise to graduate.
Right.
From being an artist.
Okay.
To pushing artists. Hmm. And, you know, that's our first hip-hop label.
Now, to talk about that transition from disco to hip-hop, because I remember seeing the pictures, but I can't remember the story. Was Dr. Dre doing disco and transition to hip-hop?
Dr. Dre was into, well, that music classified as hip-hop back okay. in the day. It was that electro-style hip-hop like Planet Rock and all of that stuff, but that's still part of the hip-hop movement,
okay.
especially in the early 80s. But, you know, Dr. Dre graduated from being a DJ to being mm-hmm. a producer mm-hmm. to being a rapper to being a media mogul.
Yeah, basically. I mean, he sold some heads.
He graduated a bunch of times.
Yes.
But he had his hand in every pot.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
You know, he was just one of those guys that was blessed with a lot of talent and was able to squeeze the most out of every bit of his talent in mm-hmm. every arena.
Okay.
That doesn't happen for everybody.
Right.
You know, I can't think of too many people. You know, see, like, even take Jermaine Dupri. He graduated from dancing with Houdini and
right.
all of them.
And now?
To right. producing. To rapping on his own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Missy Elliott.
Right.
Graduated from performer to writer, back to performer.
Mm-hmm.
And took it even higher as a solo. She graduated into a solo artist from a group artist.
Hmm.
You know, so right. we watch a lot of people graduate on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's tough when you don't see the movement anymore.
Right, right. And I think that's why it's important to, I guess, have around. And, you know, aside from anything personal, but artists like Kanye. And the reason why I say that is because Kanye is continuously graduating.
Yeah, he graduated from producer to performer
mm-hmm.
to
icon.
Icon.
Right.
Right, to fashion mogul.
Yes. Hell yeah.
You know, that's and I don't even know, is that a graduation or just a whole different lane?
Well, I think that...
it's a graduation. In our game, it's a graduation because he's not the first to have graduated into fashion.
And everything associated with hip-hop, he has been a part of at some point. You know what I'm saying? Like, they talk about how influential hip-hop is and how many different things hip-hop influences. You know what I'm saying? Across the spectrum, an artist like him, like, has impact across the same spectrum as hip hop and used hip hop as the vehicle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's why they're so dope. And even Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can't front on Jay-Z. 50 Cent can't front on him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they all use hip hop as the vehicle to make them that relevant. You know, even when their music doesn't mean anything to a lot of people, but, like, you can't mention the culture without mentioning them, and that could be in any arena.
Yeah. You know,
like, they had Tom Brady and Jay-Z talk to the new recruits for the Patriots. Why? Why did they have Jay-Z there?
I don't know.
Jay-Z has artists. I mean, Jay-Z has athletes a part of the whole Roc Nation thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy that...
He's graduated into something else.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's fucking crazy.
He graduated into Beyonce's husband.
Man, Jay, I think Jay still got some impact, though, man. I get that, and it did open up, that union did open up a lot of doors.
I think it helped both of them.
Yeah.
But I think that it helped Jay-Z more than it helped Beyonce.
Yeah, because Beyonce was the bigger artist anyway.
And she legitimized Jay-Z. I don't think he gets to be in those rooms.
No.
If the perception hadn't been out there that, well, Beyonce co-signed him. That's so a huge co-sign.
Hell yes.
You see what I'm saying? So if she'll deal with him, she's America's darling.
Yes.
She'll deal with him. He's not so dangerous.
We'll deal with him, too. Yep. And you know who that gets the ass of the day? ASAP Rocky.
For not being able to parlay this union with Rihanna into big-time bucks?
Man, come on, man.
Hey, but here's the thing. Jay-Z has always been ambitious. Like, you've known from day one that Jay-Z was super ambitious.
Hell yeah.
I can't say I've seen that level of ambition out of ASAP Rocky even before Rihanna, so he's probably happy where he is.
He's definitely happy where he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you mean tell me I ain't gotta write no more raps? Cool.
Man.
You wanna take care of these kids? And I get to live here and do it. Man, he still gets all the benefits.
Yeah.
He's still famous.
Yeah,
he's still rich.
Yeah, he's still rich. Yeah.
And
yeah.
And hey, whether y'all know it or not, child support and all that stuff works both ways. Whoever's making the most, should something happen, she'll be paying spousal support.
Ask your girl. What's her name?
Damn. Oh, Wendy Williams.
No, not Wendy Williams. Her too.
She got stuck out there.
Hell yeah. I'm talking about the big time country girl, the white lady that's on the show. What's her name?
Kelly Clarkson.
Man, do you know how much she got to pay?
She got to pay her ex.
What? Yeah, and he's the one I think that's got full custody. Or maybe
I want to go on record as saying I just don't believe in that.
Oh, man, whatever. They burn bras for this equality. Man. What is you talking about? What is you talking about? Get your money, man. You know what I'm saying?
You watching dudes graduated to famous chicks.
What? You know what I'm saying? Nah.
House husbands.
I ain't even going to call y'all that. Get it? Because equality is important. It's very important. You know what I'm saying? So
I would be surprised if Mary J wouldn't take care of Kendu right now.
She lucky she ain't got no kid by
him. Yeah, right.
Really be eating. God. Yeah. Get your money, man.
Yeah, boy. So now that we explain what graduation is, let's talk about some of these people that graduated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about ASAP Rocky. I don't think he's ever coming back. You know, he's done what he's gonna do with his career.
He even tried allegedly shooting somebody, and that didn't.
Yeah, you can't. hey, the way hip hop is now, you can't leave the game alone for so long and then expect to just pop back up.
He shot
and take off where you know.
What's better than that?
Nah, shooting somebody don't do what it used to do.
No, it don't.
It's put you in jail nowadays. Yeah. That's all.
Right.
Career is over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about all the things you could do to fall off.
Right.
And you can add shooting somebody to that nowadays.
Right.
No, they're not letting any of that slide.
Absolutely.
We watched Chameleon Air graduate out of music.
Oh,
now that's that's the big thing. Man. Is right now we're talking about artists who made it all the way through the music curriculum,
yes,
and graduated into other stuff.
Slim Thug, real estate. Yes sir. Yep.
And of course, Dame Dash graduated into business, but he did bad business with Jay-Z. Jay-Z got him. He got him.
Gotcha. You know,
gotcha. But there's been no Rockefeller music in a long time.
Nothing.
So he graduated right out of there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Who else is doing it real big? Like, yeah. You know, we talked. I think we touched on all the major people really graduated from the game. J. Cole hasn't graduated from the game yet. He's still at the top of the game.
Yeah, not from the
game. But there's another level he can ascend to.
Yeah.
He's not all the way.
Yeah.
He's not Jay-Z or Dr. Dre yet.
Right.
But
right.
He has the potential to be.
Right. Right.
And it's there. And when you look around, the people on his level, they're not way younger than him.
No.
He's right there.
Well, the future around Drake's age, though. So he's in his mid to late 30s.
Yeah, but all those guys, everybody who's where they are,
yeah,
has been doing this for a while now.
Hell yeah. And that salute, you know what I'm saying? Cause,
Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj is on that level.
Absolutely. and so we got to talk about that because that's like a level of graduation and almost having a pitfall. By even going back to, you know, because we talked about
trying to be hot.
Yeah.
Doing what's hot.
Right. And that moment can end a legacy.
It can. It can when you go backwards.
Yeah.
It can. Yep. But I don't think it messed Nicki Minaj up. She was able to scrounge a couple of hits.
Yeah. She never stopped.
This everybody is pushing her return right now.
Smoking, man.
It is.
That thing smoking. But over the past couple of years, she always got one of them. It's just because
I don't think she had it every. Well, nah, she had that other Freaky Girl song too.
Yeah, man. And on the track she was doing with the girl from overseas, I forgot her name, but man, that's like her biggest hit, and it's not even her track. I can't remember the girl's name though. If you say it, I'll know who you're talking about. But yeah, a lot of people did a track. J. Cole even did a track with the girl. She's so hot. Like, she's smoking. I cannot think of her name. But her and Nicki Minaj had like two tracks together, and both of them went. Yeah. But, you know, we talking about Nicki Minaj, though.
Right.
You know, and Nicki came in at the perfect time when the game was missing her. And when I say her, I'm talking about the female lyricist. Because yeah. We ain't gonna act like she want no lyricist now.
Which comes to the other lyricists in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Them beefing.
Meg. Yes.
Right.
And she should have done
those
that.
Are the two. She should have done. Those are our two top female lyricists in the game. I mean, that. Is that fair enough? Nah, that both of them, we seen both of them with the pen.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I think those are the two top cats. And them battling opened the door for the other two top cats in the game to be battling. You know, it's like it wasn't just Nicki and Meg.
Right.
You got Drake and Kendrick.
Yes.
Like, the biggest names haven't done battle like this since Jay-Z and Nas.
Yeah, we ain't seen it.
It's always smaller MCs. It doesn't, like, what's going on now is making national headlines.
Right.
Because of the participants.
And that's what I was going to say to piggyback off what you said earlier about, I forgot how you said it, but basically staying away. Oh, no. The success happens for some people so fast that they don't have time basically to curate themselves or people that label to curate them. And then I think of an artist like Kendrick Lamar, because if we know Dr. Dre, like we know Dr. Dre.
He was Kendrick, developed.
Yes. And all of this is strategic.
And Drake didn't pop up out of nowhere, no matter how many people think he did.
Yeah.
He was not an overnight success. Overnight. Right.
By no
means. It was not overnight.
Yes.
He's been writing. Like, you can go back and watch that interview where he had a little curly afro. He's at home with his mama. And the grass is still going on. And he's showing you through his room. Like, okay, this is my room. These are my notebooks full of raps.
Yeah.
So, and there was like 15 of them then. Mm-hmm. Before you heard a song.
Right.
So, this didn't happen overnight. But one problem, if you graduate from any one of these levels too early, you run the risk of ruining everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just like if an eighth grader graduates from high school, he is not going to be ready for college.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people graduate too early.
Yep.
You know? I say that it used to be the end of your career if you graduate too early because you pop out and you're terrible. Mm-hmm. Like Silk the Shocker.
Mm-hmm.
He graduated too many times too early. He went national before he was ready.
Hello.
And he never was able to recover.
Let's talk about somebody else.
But I'm just saying, he couldn't recover. Like, there was no way for Silk the Shocker to continue in music without his brother
he
making it happen for him, because he just graduated too early. Like, they let him out the house too early. He should have still been at home writing raps and perfecting the craft.
Well, it's 30 years later and still he's still.
Yeah, but today Silk the Shocker would be fine.
Rap? You think he could rap?
What?
You think Silk still can rap?
I never thought he could rap.
I know, but I'm saying 30 years later, do you think he can rap now?
I don't know, man. I just never, I never got to that point where I was. But you know, and I remember when I first heard Glorilla, I was like, man, she's not quite ready yet. Yeah. But she's ready now. When I heard that Glow, I said, that's a different polish on that. That's the difference. Now you get time. They will allow you
to graduate.
They will give you the diploma while you're still taking classes.
I think we're going to find out next year who really wrote Glow.
When I hear it.
Let me say this, though. I got to say this.
I don't care who wrote it. She spits it better than she.
Like
Sexy Red is better than she used to be.
Bruh, Sexy Red has been working on this.
Hey, I gotta, if I can't say anything else, yes, she's gotten better. And that's all you can expect. So most people had to graduate from doing it in the room to becoming a good enough MC to be heard. She came out not good enough to be heard, but turned into good enough to be heard now.
But I got a question for you. Since you're talking about Sexy Red, who is the white guy in the video?
Talking about the old one I said?
Yes.
That video was from 5 years ago. She did a song five years ago.
But who's the white guy?
I don't know, man. I was looking in the comments and said she just grabbed some dude.
Oh, she just grabbed some
dude. I don't know. He probably just somebody she asked to be in the video.
Okay. So it's not the guy that we read about in the article.
Yeah, what was the name of that first video? A thousand something.
Something. But it's
thousand
not,
jugs.
It's not the guy that was the subject of the article about the machine pushing her.
I don't know. 5 years, like this was years before Pound Town, so I don't think that's the person.
So that's the only.
But that what that also tells me is that even Sexy Red, as unpolished as she was when she dropped Pound Town,
mm-hmm.
it was not overnight.
That's what I'm
she
saying.
She was not an overnight success.
Yeah, bro. Yes.
She might have still graduated a little early.
Right. Or was it strategic? It was so different. Like
I don't know. Sometimes you just got lightning in a bottle, man.
The Pound
Town. Come on, man. Pound Town. Just left Pound Town. Like that. The song. I think anybody. I don't know. You could take the vulgar out of it. Just take that hook. You don't even have to say my coochie pink, my booty hole. You don't have to take that part. But just take that Pound Town. Just left Pound Town. And fill it with whatever else you want to and give it to anybody else. Still would have hit.
So it won't as much as Sexy Red.
As long as the girl was halfway cute. You know, you get that song to anybody halfway cute.
Okay.
It would have worked and could have been a better song. Because at the end of the day.
Hell yeah.
At the end of the day, that song's not going to stand the test of time because it's so bad.
I think it's bad mixing. I think
it's too bad.
But I think that's what they were going for.
Ski Yee will be the one that, you know, that'll last and you'll forget about Pound Town over time. Throwback stations years later, they're not going to ever throw back Pound Town. I'm standing on that right now.
Okay. I hear that more than Ski Yee, though.
I hear Ski Yee more because I deal with radio more.
Right.
But throwback stations play radio hits. And the bigger hit was Ski Yee. Mm. Rich Baby Daddy.
Yeah, still Drake's on that though.
Right. But but these are the joints that are gonna
I do hear
that's
that
what's
a
gonna
lot.
Put money in her pocket when she's 45.
Hmm.
Those records.
Well, somebody probably
Pound Town
45.
Yeah, Pound Town. You like? You remember we talked about how can you even make money when the content is that vulgar? Like nobody's gonna buy the rights to that. Like you know that's not gonna be the thing that's gonna keep putting money in her pocket.
Okay. Yeah. Right now she's getting it though.
Yeah, she's getting it.
Yeah.
But I think she has enough catalog now though. If all her business was done properly, she should be comfortable.
At
if she's not, she's not blowing money
Dreamville.
And ruining her bank account, then she can possibly be comfortable forever with just a little bit of catalog she has. She has enough songs to do a full show. Mm. You know, four songs, and that's an appearance. If you in your future, if you can call her and say we're doing a concert of all 2000 artists from the 2020s.
For 1500.
Whatever it is, she can come and give you four songs. Hmm. She got four.
Pound Town hit harder at Dreamville.
Pound Town was major.
Crazy.
Don't get it twisted. It's the thing that started all of this.
Yes, sir.
But one day she's going to have to graduate. And that's the thing. When your image is catered towards that particular audience, you know, where do you graduate to? What's the graduation?
All the women love that song.
what is the graduation for female MCs today? Where do they go? What's next?
You're not going to put them in the category of MCs now.
I mean, I'm just saying.
That's what you're not going to do. They said rap. That's what you're not going to do.
Well, hey, but we still have Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion in that group.
No, and they're MCs. They're MCs.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but
yeah.
where do they graduate to? When it's over?
Meg graduates to Nicki. Nicki has already graduated.
Meg graduates to Nicki.
Hell yeah. Nicki has gone as big as she can go as a rapper. Anything related. Well, I ain't going to say anything because she had her clothing line and she got shoes and different stuff like that too.
Do you think Megan Thee Stallion
she ain't had the longevity.
I don't know if she's going to make it to Nicki's status.
I don't think no other female is going to make it to Nicki's status because of how long Nicki has been around.
Well, outside of that, she had a posse.
Man.
You know, like, this ain't just Nicki Minaj. This is Nicki Minaj from Lil Wayne, Drake, and Nicki Minaj.
But do you think Nicki Minaj
this owes a Young Money fam.
Do you think she owe her success to Drake and Lil Wayne? Because, and the reason why I say that is
Nicki Minaj on some level, yes, but not all of it.
Okay, because she'll have a whole album and she only got one song with them. And anybody could pay for a feature.
That's true, but when it's time to go on tour, look who you're rolling out with. Look at if Young Money gets together, this is your crew, the Young Money crew. And it's got Drake, Lil Wayne, Tyga.
All of them are bringing their fans.
Now let's take Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
Who's her crew?
She coming here with Sexy Red, right?
Or that ain't her crew.
Or Glorilla.
Sexy Red did a song with Nicki Minaj. What you talking about? Nicki Minaj jumped on the Pound Town remix.
Meg and Glorilla coming in July or August.
And Megan Thee Stallion, Glorilla already got a crew.
Yeah. I'm being funny saying Meg don't have no crew.
She don't have a crew.
Right.
So, you know, when Nicki Minaj is, like, there have been times where, okay, let's take Truffle Butter.
Mm-hmm.
Probably my favorite song with her name on it.
Nicki's?
Yeah. Because she's been on mad features like.
Oh, you're talking about feature like the okay.
Was it Ray Sherman, Throw Some More?
I mean, she got a lot of dope ones. Yeah.
One of my favorite joints ever.
Okay.
Not her song. Mm-hmm. She's been featured on some of my favorite joints.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite song that's hers
mm-hmm.
also has Lil Wayne and Drake on it.
Okay.
And, you know, you got Moment for Life. It was dope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she has some joints I really love.
Right.
But I think
Truffle Butter is, yeah.
I think Truffle Butter is the strongest for me as a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
If you say grab a little Nicki Minaj record right now and play it for your life, I'm playing Truffle Butter. If I'm playing for some white people, I'm playing Starships. Starships were meant to fly.
I like that other joint. It's not Megatron, is it? What's that joint? Is it Megatron? No.
I don't know what kind of music is on it. You know, she got so many songs.
Yeah.
But
the one track.
But yeah, I would argue that they have a lot to do with her continued success, but I don't think they made the difference in her first presentations. Like when she first appeared, it wasn't because of Lil Wayne and Drake.
No, hell no.
You know. Probably argue that Fendi had more to do with getting her in front of our faces
mm-hmm.
in the beginning.
Mm. Or that criminal from Atlanta.
Who's that?
Gucci Mane,
Nicki Minaj.
Man, they was running together. Deb had all three of them: Waka Flocka, Gucci, and Nicki. Had all three on. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Deb said she the one who took her over there to Wayne and them. You know what I'm saying? So
She made some things happen.
Hell yeah. I think her first, I guess you call it major feature, might have been from Gucci.
Mm.
Or Gucci featured her on a track or something like that. Yeah. Early Nicki. You know what I'm saying? So.
I want to say this about Gucci, man.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, always had to.
Silence for a second. So you're about to speak about Gucci. Go ahead.
Go ahead. He always had to. I thought Gucci Mane had some of the best girl features.
Yes.
On his joint. Like that joint, man. You remember Esther Dean?
Yes.
Who get money? Doom, 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 doom. You, Gucci, you don't love me. Gucci, right. You don't love me. I think I love her. It was just right. You know what I'm saying? Mac Breezy. You know, just like, just, he always right. picked the perfect, his yeah. female features were just always right on time.
Absolutely.
I know we deviated from the thing, but we're done with that doubt.
I mean, we're talking about graduation.
Yeah, we're talking about graduation.
He graduated.
And moving on. Yeah, but man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Or maybe he didn't graduate.
Who, Gucci Mane?
Yeah.
Gucci Mane.
He's a lot of hats.
Well, here's the thing. Gucci Mane is an anomaly because he doesn't, like, we talked about how you look around, the people around you get younger.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we had an episode called Falling Off, and we're talking about all the things that make you fall off.
Yes.
Gucci Mane has been through all of those things that didn't fall off. And now we're going to include watching everybody around him get younger.
Yes.
And he can still...
Yeah.
He's right in the mix. He doesn't count.
Yeah.
So all this stuff applies to everybody.
Except.
But him. Gucci Mane.
Yes. Yes.
It doesn't matter if everybody else is younger. It doesn't matter if he shot somebody. It doesn't matter if he took 3 years off to spend some time in jail.
It yep.
doesn't matter if he got dropped off his label, yep. got on drugs,
yep.
tattoo on the face.
Ice cream cone.
Punch Mac Breezy out on stage and everybody saw it. It doesn't matter. There's nothing. No canceling.
Yep.
There's no fall off, nothing. Gucci Mane is a Teflon Don of hip hop.
Yes. Stood up for Mariah against Eminem.
Right. You cannot. Right. You cannot stop.
You forgot about that.
Eminem, what? Like, who survives a bout with him?
And Gucci came right at his throat.
Right. Right. There's no toppling this dude. Like, I don't expect that to end.
He was talking about T.I. He said, I ain't need Jay-Z to bring me out. When Jay-Z tried to sign, I don't need Jay-Z to bring me out. As soon as T.I. came out, he got a feature from Jay-Z on Swiss Beat.
Right.
Bring him out. He said, I ain't need Jay-Z to bring me out.
Oh, my goodness. And that wasn't even a feature. That was just straight up. That was a sample, wasn't it?
A straight interview. Up sample. He said in an interview. Oh, you talking about the Jay-Z joint?
Bring him out.
Straight up sample.
Yeah. So.
And, bro, I don't think Gucci Mane has ever had a show outside of the U.S. Because he always been a criminal. I don't think so.
Hey, he doesn't need one.
Right. That's the crazy part.
You know, we're not lending Gucci Mane out for the world. That's ours. That's our American hip-hop star.
Yes.
That's ours.
Streets,
and from straight from the south.
Streets.
Just baby. How we like them.
I think Gucci Mane is the definition of trap music.
Yeah.
He might not have started it, quote unquote, but
here's somebody who graduated really well.
Yeah.
50.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, man. Talking about a great graduation. Ooh. Like, Gucci Mane hasn't graduated from artists yet.
A&R.
Well, yeah. He's always been that too, though. He's had his hand in that pot, but he hasn't. Like, this has been years in the making. He's been where he is, doing what he does for almost his entire career.
Ain't never changed.
We watched 50 though graduate,
shot 9 times.
Right, he was already out there before that.
Yep,
making music. Then get shot, come back,
mm-hmm.
make all these dope records, then graduate to the head of a posse, got the G Unit and carry them dudes, then graduate into like a Dr. Dre type of cat where he can go get Game and Young Buck and make them hot.
And he was a writer.
Right. Let's then turn around and make movies.
No, and music too.
Yeah. He wrote wrote that stuff like Hate It or Love It was his song.
He wrote it for LL. I didn't know that. He was writing for Puff. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
They give 50, him credit.
50 graduated. Mm. He graduated into all those arenas. And right now he's at that level.
Yeah.
He's, yeah. You know, we talked about where Drake and J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar are.
Mm-hmm.
50's if they have to graduate to get to 50's level. 50 is
maybe
where
twice.
Jay-Z and Dr. Dre.
They just gave him a movie studio, man.
Right.
In Louisiana.
And there are only a few cats in this that are these double doctorate dudes. Like, you know? Yeah. Let's see if we can think of who they are. Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z. Dr. Dre.
Mm-hmm.
50 Cent.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the entire list? That live on that level.
With
the man across multi.
You said Puff.
Oh yeah, Puff Daddy. I didn't even say Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
So let's put that's five dudes.
And let's not act like Master P.
Puff is about to get demoted.
Stop.
Well, I'm just saying, I didn't demote him. I'm just saying this is what it is, you know. Like
I'm gonna say if there's any guys out
there. They're gonna take his doctorate. They're gonna take his degree and knock him down a few pegs. Puff gonna be rapping on the corner. No, starting all over again.
If he ain't careful, him R. Kelly gonna have a group
in jail.
Right. Man, how the hell do Vybz Kartel keep putting out music that sounds so good in here in prison? How was Gucci Mane putting out music in jail that sounded so good?
I don't know. You know, some jails actually have a studio.
Okay, you gotta pay to get it.
And if they don't have a studio, you know, some guys just sneak cell phones in. I seen dudes shoot whole videos in jail. Like, how they do that?
It sounds so good, though, man.
That sound, the sound quality. I think, like, I know in Jamaica, I think I remember reading that they had a studio set up for him to work.
Oh, okay. Because he just dropped something the other day.
Don't quote me, but I think I do remember reading that there was a studio that he could use.
Because he just dropped something the other day. Hundreds of thousands of views.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yes.
That's crazy. But yeah, Gucci Mane was getting away with it too.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Rapping out of jail.
Right. That's crazy. Suge Knight got a podcast in prison.
Right. Like, this is what we're up against. Say? Dudes locked up in jail. They say everybody got a podcast now. At least I can say we got on this before everybody was doing it.
Right. Thank you.
We ain't no spring chickens in this. But I tell you what, we better graduate.
Right.
Well, we had one graduation with our podcast, at least one. And that was going from just doing it to being on all streaming platforms.
Absolutely.
You know, and
Well,
that's a graduation.
Yeah, another graduation.
What's that?
Over 6,000 downloads.
That's a graduation.
Yeah, not just YouTube views and none of that BS. I'm talking about people actually took the time to download these episodes. Over 6,000.
Right, right. We had to graduate to our first major interview, a big time artist. Like now we've had a few.
Yeah.
But when we started, we didn't have any.
Right.
And Tony Crush was our first.
Yes, sir. Early. Mm-hmm. Season one. Go back and listen.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we've had a few milestones, so I can see progression.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
So whatever you're into, people, I hope you're progressing and graduating regularly.
Yes. And for you people who see somebody that hasn't graduated, maybe you should have a conversation with them.
Yeah, or just let them listen to the podcast. Like, because sometimes you don't know what's supposed to happen. And if you don't know, like, that's the purpose of, that's why we do a lot of this, is because everything that I've ever said on here is, a lot of it is stuff that I wanted people to let me know when I was coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every guest has come on. You know, you always want to know how did people get into this.
Right.
Because when they, you know, when they're on TV, you don't hear the real story how they get in. They tell you, you know, I gave them a demo to Lil Wayne. Boom.
Right.
And that was that. No, that wasn't that. You know, you need to know the full story.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're trying to do is prepare you. And right now we're preparing you for progression. You have to progress and things to look for. To let you know that you're moving in the right direction. Because if you're not, and you're not progressing, then, you know, you're not moving in the right direction. I'm not going to say quit, because I, you know, if you believe in yourself, then I believe in you too.
Quit. I'm saying quit. Get out of the way, man. It ain't working, dog. Get out of the way.
Yeah, but you got to change something.
Yeah.
Even if you don't quit, change something.
If you years in and the person that you submitted your product to or gave your product to, if you still got to ask them to go look for it, maybe you should have a personal conversation with yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, those conversations are tough, deal.
And with yourself, right?
Yeah, those are the tough ones.
Yeah.
Those are the tough ones.
Hell yeah. Now, you know, I used to send out the texts every Wednesday. Listen. I don't do it no more.
I don't either.
Yeah, and the numbers still.
Because the people I'm reaching, they're not the people that are really supporting this anyway. People, when I'm telling you to listen.
Yes.
Now, we're like, this thing is going out to a much larger audience than I can reach.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know.
Right. Keep that in mind.
If they say it's okay, then we're doing okay.
Right. Nobody's attacked us online or nothing.
Right. and outside of the rap game, if you're in high school and you look around and everybody's getting younger.
Yeah, right.
It's time to quit.
Time
to quit and go over to the community college where you see some people your age.
Right.
Is there a community college for this? A place for old people still in the game that want to pursue this?
Oh, hell yeah.
What's community college for hip hop?
Community college, they got electrician program. They got HVAC. Don't be mad, boy. UPS is hiring.
Hey.
You should have been a cop. Wow. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hopefully all of y'all are progressing in everything that you do. And, you know, take all these lessons wisely.
The hip hop graduate, since you ask about it at community college, any kind of literature class, anything that's going to require you to read and regurgitate what you have read, that gives you a greater understanding of the language.
What about for the rapper that never graduated to the next level and still wants to rap? Like, person who doesn't graduate from high school, eventually got to get away from the young people and go to community college and finish your GED over there.
Southern Soul.
Southern Soul.
I seen a lot of artists transition to it, man.
That might be the way to go, but that's ain't that for R&B though?
I mean, it's still, you know, it's
somewhere to go and stay in the game.
Yep, somewhere to go.
You know, gospel.
Yeah,
somewhere to go and stay in the game.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Be a gospel rapper. You don't have to be 18.
You know, a lot of them turn to podcast hosts.
I wish y'all could see my face right now. Dion just called us out.
I was just saying, like, you know.
Hey.
I don't think neither one of us has failed at the other that brought us here. I think because of the successes and the experiences of the other.
Yeah, we graduated into podcasting instead of being a lateral move.
Hell yeah.
It's the next step.
Right.
So we're not all in the club in your face. Partying with people my daughters and sons, your daughters and sons' age.
Right.
I don't have any daughters.
I thought about doing a podcast earlier, but I couldn't figure out what the WIFM was. And the WIFM is, for the listeners, what's in it for me? I couldn't find that. So I couldn't dedicate myself. And then years later, I knew what the WIFM was. Because I had something to say. I had something to offer, you know.
Right.
And my job here was to aid you. And, you know what I'm saying, because I knew you had something to say.
Hey, well.
And that was the point of it, you know. And so, yeah, this is a transition and a graduation, like you said. And on a personal note, like I told you before, this is almost like therapy, a conversation. You know what I'm saying? A conversation that's something that I'm passionate about.
True that.
So
congratulations, class of 2024.
Yeah, no.
All graduates, stand up. We do it for you. It's the Capital City Podcast. I'm your host, Capital J, alongside my main man,
D.L. Glass.
And we're going to graduate on to next week.
Gone.